All the hits. Artie's Time Warp.
Everybody likes a celebration. Happy music and conversation. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a blues. In the corner there's a couple dancing. From the kitchen I can hear her laughing. Oh, why? Wish I was celebrating too.
More new LPs in November of 79 from Rufus, Dan Fogelberg, and Simple Minds. Check out the latest as well from Dr. Hook and Natalie Cole with Peebo Bryson. The Electric Light Orchestra releases ELO's Greatest Hits, and they're on the charts as well with a new single from their Discovery LP released earlier in the year.
Thank you. Come to me. In my arms I will keep you.
In November of 79, we say goodbye to Mamie Eisenhower, First Lady of the United States from 1953 till 61. She had outlived her husband, President Eisenhower, by 10 years. Mamie was 82. Cartoonist Al Capp, who brought us Lil Abner, dies at 70. John Glasock, bass player for Jethro Tull, dies at the young age of 27 following heart surgery. And we say goodbye to Herbert Zeppo Marx. Zeppo started out as an actor. He was the youngest of the five Marx brothers, and he appeared in their first five films, but then left the act to start his second career as an engineer and theatrical agent. His engineering efforts made Zeppo a multimillionaire. Zeppo Marx was 78. It's the Alan Parsons Project from their new album, Eve, released in August. And this is the first single from the LP as we're spinning Artie's Time Warp in November of 1979.
I don't wanna die.
This is Artie's Time Warp. It's November of 79. More musical merriment after these messages from our sponsors.